Rondo the Thirst Mutilator had come to replace water virtually everywhere. Water, the basic component of all life, had been deemed a threat to Brondo's profit margin. The solution came during the budget crisis of 2330, when the Brondo Corporation simply bought the FDA and the FCC, enabling them to say, do, and sell anything they wanted.
Treason. Episode 273 coming at you. This is Drought Intolerant Part 2.
Bruh, it friggin' crazy out there, man. It's so dry. California is just a tinderbox, man.
That's right. It's dry as fuck. It's only June, the first week of June, and yeah, man. Holy shit.
Like we just went for a little hike where there were supposed to be like vernal pools. There wasn't a drop of liquid anywhere to be found, and all the wet lands were just dry as toast, man.
Yep, the old global warming, it's happening. The largest iceberg melted. I don't know if you heard about that.
Super.
Yeah, pretty awesome. And it's a Sunday, the dreaded work approaching.
Yeah, I know.
The return. God damn it.
Yeah, my work's been like, there's been some failure in our equipment, so it's just been like freaking crazy busy.
A lot of angry customers.
Yeah, and it's like my department specifically.
Yep.
Like,
yeah. Sounds about right. And yeah, man, the water rationing, it's coming, dude. I'm letting my lawn die to put in sod, I've decided. It's just like the turning yellow.
Oh, you're going to put like a fake lawn or something?
Yeah, well, I'll just put a sod if I can, you know. Who knows what the water thing's going to be like, because...
It's still grass, man. You still got to water it.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm just abandoning until this shit ends.
Yeah,
I'm not going to put in a bunch of sod if you can't water the thing. Fucking sucks, man.
Yeah, that's why we're going to like... Our front yard is like a 1960s wet dream. It's this like massive square of grass that you could like play football on. And I don't think anyone's like reseeded it since the 60s. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like the yard's just thrash. So like we got to like rototill the whole thing, like rip everything out, like all over. So that's going to be super fun. Especially in a drought, you know, because then you're like, okay, so everything that we plant has to be drought tolerant.
Pretty awesome notification. Don't know if you just heard it. Ear shattering. Doing it via the fucking computer. When we actually do it in person, we get too wasted and can't even talk. I do.
That exact thing happened on Friday night on my little... group that I'm in, me and my buddy Dave went live and we're freaking just toasted, dude.
Nice. Yeah, man, like to give a shout out, not drinking now, but drank this weekend, Faction. They got a lot of good beers. The Commando 450.
But, yeah, Fraction's great. And currently I'm consuming one of my other neighbors here, Device with the Curious Haze.
That's awesome, man. Hell yeah, I had a delicious Disco Ninja at brunch just now.
Nice.
Good stuff. And yeah, the drought fucking sucks. You'll hear a bunch of drought theme tracks. And it's hot and dry, Cali.
Indeed, yeah. I'm sticking my middle finger at the drought. I set up my little above ground pool the other day.
Nice. And
yeah. Just loaded her up with 5,000 gallons of sweet H2O.
Welp, you got it while it was cheap. The water police will be patrolling the streets. The prices will be jacked up. Capitalist bullshit, Cali. Coming.
Well, you know, I mean, here's the thing is, there's more demand, there's less supply, and ultimately the thing that fucks all of us is like the farmers' rights, right? Like these dudes have like land rights to like 50 trillion cubic acres of water. Yep. And they need like one, and then they sell all the rest to like fucking Nestle and shit after getting money back from the government for like, you know, redistribution.
Yep, that's pretty crazy. All right, we're gonna play some more music. Thanks for listening. If you do, Here we go.
Seriously, though, the politics of water are treasonous.
And treason.
In a motherfucking seal, ICK in this motherfucker. You know, I got my cousin Cappy on the motherfucking side of me. We finna spit some of this old flamboyant shit. Check gang, it's another one of them drops. My Sahab and this shit costs us like fuck. Niggas taking losses that they can't make up. Getting gap off of some of that shit they call cake up. Stretching the crack, making a bad batch. Scream from a tweaker's pipe, turns black so they go crazy. Get hot headed, start acting the food yelling. But you all know it ain't no refunds in this shit that I'm selling. Cause during the drought season, niggas be looking for a reason to rush. So I suggest you put up your booties, man, and pull out your butt.
Here's another part of this shit that a nigga needs uplift about the game. The drought season, man, cause this shit here never remains the same. And a brother ain't about to let his motherfucking capital go lame. So instead he's got to get scandals cause he can't keep up and handle his business like he used to when he ain't with really being through. Gets out of school every kick, gotta make a smooth come up with. Catch your motherfuckers out of bounds, swerve, breaking they punk ass with them stirred. This is the type of shit that occurs, so don't get caught loose on turf.
I got meals, wheels, and about $5,000 worth of bills. Bank account way in the red, fucking with the highest over here. Jacking off my money, your ass is out, boy, and I promise you that I'm a money hungry motherfucker, and I'm so serious about my stress. So your best bet is to check yourself before you wreck yourself on gooch. I get down and dirty like Dr. Ruth, and I put that on the gooch. Drop a motherfucker just like a bad habit, that nap it. Tricks wanna get out of line, I let them happen. Now bag it, I got ice cream, candy, and all kinds of things of that flavor, and maybe later I might be willing to go low as long as. Cause I'm the only motherfucker with a one yellow. None of that okay with baking soda. It gets released, ceased, and then the prices rises like yeast. Those who got leftovers will become obese. Tripling my mail off the triple beam scale. I even got enemies with envy asking me for yay. The drought season, niggas looking for a reason. It's like Thanksgiving without the feasting. The drought season, niggas looking for a reason. It's like Thanksgiving without the feasting.
A nigga's trying to work hard on a meal ticket so I can't stand to be dry. Cause I have a strong demand and supply, but in the drought season it's hard to get by. Niggas be running off with D after motherfuckers get to start that chance. Cause a nigga mail ain't too motherfucking fancy. Rolling around and loose in the quarter, can't get caught loose on the border. Sipping them things like 40 to stay fucking with a bitch's brain.
Can't be affected by the Great Depression, this country is in a recession, I reckon. So let me give your ass a funky lesson. Never let a motherfucker know what you got or what you buying. It's them boozy motherfuckers in your town that's always dying. Stay low, play the background, keep your shit on the hush, mate. Hit it hard one time and then hibernate.
Now check the game, I'm trying to do my own motherfucker thing. This shit just ain't right, but he just done got way too tight. Jacking motherfuckers on sight. But I'm a nigga that don't give a fuck when I'm trying to keep my cash flow up. And one of them there seasons, whatever the reason may be. Niggas coming up short, tie gag, watch short from my PC. For sale signs on a nigga shit, cause he ain't got no motherfucking peep. Selling up everything, made of material, G. The drought season.
The drought season. Niggas looking for a reason. It's like Thanksgiving without the feasting. The drought season. Niggas looking for a reason. It's like Thanksgiving without the feasting. I'm really not all that sure about when things is finna mature. So let me find me a nigga with a grip and hit his ass quick with a lick.
What's the definition of lick?
Taking a nigga's shit.
Put that on something.
I put that on the click. If you consider yourself a hustler, you can't be no Buster Brown. Stacking meals straight, come up, and when folk come around, be down.
A nigga's gotta have some type of hustle, whether it's selling bank or robbing banks. Snitches can't go to the pen, cause they'll fuck around and wind up shank. In the presence of drop season, shit gets hectic. Niggas losing their lives when they least expect it.
It's the 40 of my cousin Cavio, let motherfuckers know, man. Spitting that old shit that motherfuckers don't understand. Ay, party to the crazy ass game, never gotta be clever. Especially in this type of weather. You know? The drought season.
Nobody had cave, but it was boom at a bound.
The drought season. Niggas looking for a reason. It's like Thanksgiving without the feasting. The drought season. Niggas looking for a reason. It's like Thanksgiving without the feasting. The drought season. Niggas looking for a reason. It's like Thanksgiving without the feasting. The drought season. Niggas looking for a reason. It's like Thanksgiving without the feasting.
We'll be right back. all the dust from? Is it breath of demons lung? Is it the hell the Bible warns will come? The end for some. The lotus never pass a fade, growing shade of light. Timing's always right, never ever is an end in sight. I know you're thirsty, drought's done your third day, corroded you internally, and with the dust you blow away.
No sun needed, no water needed, repeated. No water needed, the seed needed, moonlight just defeated. It blooms, blossoms, and flourishes. Possible to encourage, depressed, and discouraged. Under moon rays, they the purest. In a drought, I'm all about keeping the consistent love flowing. Mixed with the ultraviolet rays, these pods, they keep growing. I don't need a moment. These crosses on our face repel opponents and reflect like a mirror showing true power. Now don't it.
We don't wanna
bring the drought.
We don't wanna
let them down.
Lotus moves with moonlight shines through.
We don't wanna
bring the drought.
We don't wanna
let them down.
Lotus moves with moonlight shines through.
Oh man, the sun's coming up, which means the game's over. Sayonara, out of luck. Fuck, my skin's drying up and starts to crack. Ribs sticking out my skin, bones poking out my back. I'm steady losing my vision, cause my eyes are sinking. Teeth falling out one by one, body rotting, stinking. Bones popping out their sockets as I crawl to my tomb. The daylight's killing me, rejuvenate with the next moon.
The sun beats on us for months. The once nourishing stems are withered down into stumps. Leaves crack like a vampire's pale flesh. Tell me why the fuck are the gods being so selfish? Time moves slower than a slug across a hot rock. You hear the tick, but an hour passed before the talk. In this drought, all my seeds can do is pout. Thank God it don't take rain for a real lotus to sprout.
We don't wanna
bring the drought.
We don't wanna
let them down.
Lotus moves with moonlight shines through.
We don't wanna
bring the drought.
We don't wanna
let them down.
Lotus moves with moonlight shines through.
I feel so dry today, need someone to cry for me. Like I might die, put a deal up high, let the black rain all come falling down on me. My garden's full of souls, some heartless, some emotional, but I hope you know that I get to grow from the moonlight by those individuals. Fuck residuals, I don't need a goddamn penny if my life ain't felt. Just too many that can use my help, that's all that matters. Nothing else, not the stores, not the shelves, not the women, not the wealth can ever change a drought I'm dealt. So sometimes I cry for myself.
We don't wanna
bring the drought.
We don't wanna
let them down.
Lotus moves with moonlight shines through.
We don't wanna
bring the drought.
We don't wanna
let them down.
Lotus moves with moonlight shines
bitch, I'ma choose it dirty over you. You know I ain't scared to lose you. They don't like it when you're telling the truth. I'd rather be realer than you. I had to make me a cot, now I called a contractor to make me a spot. I sold the dope out your house, now you come to my house, I got dope on the couch. You know I don't fuck with no rumors. Rockin' red bottoms like they Pumas. Got these meds on me, I'm a drum. I take these pills and I'm having a thrill. Taking prescriptions, a hell of a feeling. Ask for the Xanny, I never forgot it. Got them big and they callin' my phone, tryna have a menage. Gotta put up the cash, can't even stay in the house, cause it's too much to hide. Whip the 4-2, but now I gotta pay up the rent, I was too far behind. Fuck 'em two at a time. Fuck 'em two at a time. Had to do what I had to do, get where I'm at. Niggas know I ain't lying. Niggas know I ain't lying. It's a lot on my mind. It's a lot on my plate. But I never complain. I was working the weight like I came out the gym. I never did train. Put the girl on the train. Scrapped the bird on the back, now she came back with change. Hey, I just fuck your bitch and some Gucci flip flops. I just had some bitches and I made them lip lock. I just took a piss and I seen coding coming out. We got purple activists, I thought it was a drought. I just fuck your bitch and some Gucci flip flops. I just had some bitches and I made them lip lock. I just took a piss and I seen coding coming out. We got purple activists, I thought it was a drought. I scrapped the dope to your spouse. The first time I gave her an ounce, I put some free bands in the account. Told a bitch can't be running your mouth. Better watch what you say to these niggas, cause you already know what they about. Put the game in the choke in the night. Hit that bitch while I'm choking her out. Put the hook on her, now she got love in the south. I got some purple on me now. Stacking these styrofoams up by the door. They done let me back in, they ain't know they in trouble. I laid a whip by the front door. On the progress is now and I need me some more. Tell me them lies that you want me to hear. I try to forget but it's hard to forgive. Take me some codeine and pop me a pill. I pull on the blunt and blow smoke out my ears. I smoke on this blunt, I get high as I can. I float off the earth in designer. I'm working on having some mountains. I'm thinking about it right now. I'm holding the cash while I pour up the lean. Then I put one in the air. I just fuck your bitch and some Gucci flip flops. I just had some bitches and I made them lip lock. I just took a piss and I seen coding coming out. We got purple activists, I thought it was a drought. I just fuck your bitch and some Gucci flip flops. I just had some bitches and I made them lip lock. I just took a piss and I seen coding coming out. We got purple activists, I thought it was a drought. Thought it was a drought, thought it was a drought. You thought it was a drought with Porto activists. Bitch, I'ma choose it dirty over you. You know I ain't scared to lose you. They don't like it when you're telling the truth. I'd rather be realer than you.
About it never rains in Southern California. I once saw a band play at the farm sober. I hadn't had a drink. Like cleaning gums or hugging bums or doing something that you know's good for ya. Those times are tedious and tenuous and hopefully much shorter than a blank. I'm so easy to decide. I could rationalize for life. But from all the strife I cause, I gotta go without. Taking codones is insane. I don't wanna kill, I want more pain. So like the California drought, I'm drying out. I got the one job that is frowned upon if you're not a user. The bands that are all sober are the ones playing the warped and county fairs. Go to a meeting and get called a loser. Then I get invited to a party from a bro who works at Bear. He's got shit from 1910. Bottle H that's genuine. I just wanna see what all the hype's about. I just gotta try.
what's the speed? It was a time the world flew through. No concern about what's heard, it's true. A nameless I await the morning, stumble out of bed. How do these thoughts begin this little rhyme? With unhurried spaces far into the story's cooling age, I see it starts to bear when it slowly rains. I really can't explain about the way that things turned out. We all know that music's had its doubts. Too many bands, so many songs, there's noise pollution. Let's try and fix it. One song at a time. One song at a time. Falling and falling. I can't believe it's real. And I take you back to a time that's more ideal. One song at a time. Falling and falling. Too soon to show our fears. Making music one thing we won't let disappear.
Episode 273 coming at you, Drought Intolerant Part 2.
That's right, folks. We're trying to do the best we can with minimal resources here.
Oh, yeah. Lake Orville.
I think it rained like 4 times in the winter.
Fucking Lake Orville is done for the year, producing power, and it's the lowest level since like the 60s.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Folsom's gonna do the same. Like.
So crazy, and yeah, man, fucking drought. I hate it. And even like my sister moved to Seattle, so it doesn't rain that much there anymore. I mean, not as much. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Because of the drought shit. Like,
yeah, it's not like 300 days
a year. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, okay. Interesting.
So, yeah, that is interesting. Yeah.
I would never live there because it rains every day, but apparently it doesn't even rain there anymore.
Fooled you.
Or the Portland, you know, another rainy spot.
Well, like, I mean, just as an example of, like, climate change, climate shift, whatever it might be, like, the last few days here in Sac have brought in this, like, nice, cool, like, Delta breeze, like, ocean air, like, dropping the air, like, 10, 15 degrees, you know? So, like, it might be 90 out, but it feels like 78, 80.
Yeah, it's great. I'm digging it. But the whole water thing is insane. The snowpack is melted. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. There was never really snowpack to begin with. Like,
it was 30% of normal.
Yeah. And so, you know, honestly, the only thing that would potentially save mankind is an efficient way to run desalinization.
I know, I've said that for years, and apparently the water, that, like, the byproduct of doing it, it takes, like, twice as much water to make, you know what I mean? So the wastewater, right, there's nothing to do with it.
Right. So, I mean, you would think that it, at a chemistry level, it would be fairly simple, right? You should be able to remove the salt from the water and then have two products created by the same process.
You would think, but
water and salt.
And, you know, LA building a giant city in the desert. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, man. I mean, but that's humans, right? We're like, hey, we can do what we want.
Yep, that is humans. We're a bunch of shitbags. And yeah, man, gotta come to Chico one of these days. Got my DJ turntable set up. One of the heads is, like, damaged, though. I think it came like that.
Are they belt drive or direct drive turntables?
Direct drive.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're meant for scratching or whatever. I was screwing with it for a while last night.
Yeah.
I've got such stupid records.
You gotta get yourself on YouTube there and train yourself how to DJ.
There you go. Another fun thing to play with, absolutely. And yeah, man.
It'd be interesting to see, like, the all-punk DJ or whatever.
Yeah, pretty crazy, and good times, man. You got to make the trek to Chico.
Hell yeah,
get,
man.
Get your birthday card I'll never mail.
Nice.
You have to come here to get it.
You have to buy me a birthday beer.
I'll buy you many beers because it flows like water.
It does.
But it's water does not water. flow like water. The creeks are dried up. The lakes are drying up. Fucking yeah, crazy, man.
There won't be any tubing on the river for Labor Day, huh?
Probably there will be.
Yeah, but it'll be like you could literally stand up and walk the entire way.
You
right?
can't drink. You can't drink out there anymore. They banned it.
Really?
Yeah. So there is no. It's over.
What's the point?
I know. So they banned alcohol, shut it down. Yeah, man.
That was the best. That was one of my favorite parts. That it was like, you can't drink on shore. You're like, okay, I'll stand in the water.
I drank on shore for years. I didn't know that.
Well, yeah. No, but I mean, like, anywhere but Hurricane Beach, right?
I think you could drink, like, the whole, I don't know. They cracked down on it. And, yeah, dude. Chico is...
That's how it is here in Sac, at least. Like, when you want to go floating on the river, like, you can't just, like, be standing on the shore just cracking beers. Like, you have to be on the river cracking beers. I guess that makes more sense. That's safer.
All right.
Giant waterway, which is, like, also bare bones, minimal. Like, you right now, like, I could probably walk across the Sacramento River.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like, what? Like, that should be, like, 30 feet deep.
Yeah, it's insane, man. All right, we're going to play some more Drought tracks. Here we go. Rhyme.
And water-resistant treason.
Well, 5 years ago, we had a major drought and we were asked to conserve water, and many people paid a surcharge if they exceeded the limit of water used. Well, get ready because it could be happening again. Raj Mathai joins us now. He has a bleak outlook for the rest of the year. They did that snowpack check today, Raj, and not good.
It did so well. Usually, Jessica, we love the sun, but that's the problem. We're getting too much sun.
This is a map with extremely exaggerated topography. There are several significant mountain ranges across the state. Northern California has the Klamath Mountains. Along the Pacific Ocean, there are the northern and southern coast ranges. And to the south, we find the transverse ranges and the peninsula ranges. To the east is Sierra Nevada, the highest mountain range in the state. This mountainous landscape contrasts with the large, flat area that characterizes the interior of the state, the Central Valley. At the same time, there is the Colorado Desert, as well as the driest desert in North America, the Mojave Desert. So geographically, California is a very diverse state. It is home to both the highest point of the contiguous United States, Mount Whitney, and the lowest point, Death Valley. And the many mountain ranges are crucial to water supply, as about 30% of California's water comes from snowpack. For example, the snowfall in Sierra Nevada supplies large parts of the Central Valley with water. The Central Valley consists of the Sacramento and the San Joaquin Valley, named after these two important rivers in the state, with the Sacramento River being the larger source of fresh water, as it receives approximately two-thirds of Northern California's precipitation. These rivers eventually join and flow through the Carquinez Strait into the Bay of San Pablo in San Francisco. The river's delta is an important source of fresh water withdrawal in the state. The Central Valley Project uses a series of dams and artificial canals to divert both rivers to supply the entire Central Valley. These canals are essentially artificial rivers that help distribute the water. This allows better water management, prevention of floods and droughts, and renewable power generation. It even enables a more effective use of land, as dams allow large cities to grow close to river valleys without the risk of flood during spring. Thanks to the canals that distribute fresh water for agricultural irrigation in the valley, the dry environment of the San Joaquin Valley, located a little further south, has been transformed into arable land. But water isn't just distributed within the Central Valley. After all, the supply in the Los Angeles area and San Diego is a particularly big challenge. And nowadays, it's only possible thanks to enormous efforts. When it comes to supplying LA with surface water, three projects in particular stand out. The Los Angeles Aqueduct consists of two separate canals that tap water from the Owens River and its tributaries in the Owens Valley and then transports it to Los Angeles. But diverting this water caused environmental damage. The Owens Lake was deprived of its tributaries, which led to the lake drying up. And at times, increased withdrawal and additional canals also threatened water levels at Mono Lake, an important spot for bird migration.
While political debate, the connection doesn't make with the people of this dry and dusty land. The water is low, but the spirit is high. The earth has been parched by the sun and the sky. All that we need is for God just to cry. Tears from the sky. Another dust storm sweeps on by. As a daughter tugs at her dress and asks her why. Do the city gardens glisten with the gold this land is missing? Her mother starts to speak, her mouth is dry. The water is low, but the spirit is high. The earth has been parched by the sun and the sky. All that we need is for God just to cry. Tears from the sky. Some folk they won't listen, as in their pools they glisten, and the country folk they stare into the sky. The water is low, but the spirit is high. The earth has been parched by the sun and the sky, and all that we need is for God just to cry. Tears from the sky. Ah, ah, ah.
Desiccated grammar grass wilting on the ground. Crisp yellow leaves are falling all around. A west wind blows with cruel might, and the prairie fires burn all through the night. We need rain, we need rain. Not a cloud in the sky, in the pale blue sky. If we don't get a rain, everything's gonna die. Dried up sagebrush looking mighty sad. Shiny buried trees never saw it this bad. Cottonwoods fade, showing barren limbs. And the fish in the ponds are forgetting how to swim. We need rain, we need rain. Not a cloud in the sky, in the pale blue sky. If we don't get a rain, everything's gonna die. The grass is gone, the hay's used up. The cows look thin and they're hunting grub. People are tired and filled with doubt. And the dogs are sick of the stinking drought. We need rain, we need rain. Not a cloud in the sky, high in the pale blue sky. If we don't get a rain, everything is gonna die. The grass is gone, the hay's used up. Cows are thin and they're hunting grub. People are tired and filled with doubt. And dogs are sick of this stinking drought. Grass is gone and the hay's up. Cows are thin and they're hunting grub. The people are tired and filled with doubt. And the dogs are sick of this stinking
drought. Episode 273 coming at you. We're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. If you did, the drought.
Dogs are sick of this stinking drought.
No doubt. There's a drought. It's for real, man. I wish that there was an easy answer, but water is going to become the most vital resource globally.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And cloud seeding. Have you ever researched that nonsense?
What?
I wish I had a giant swimming pool where I could play. I wish I took hours of showers every single day. I wish
that trails, cloud seeding.
Yeah, nah, that's the thing. They've tried, I don't know, man. But if there's no clouds in the sky and it's just completely blue, so much for that, right?
Yeah, do you know what city that they experimented cloud seeding on?
No, I do not.
San Francisco.
Nice. Speaking of San Francisco, the San Francisco Giants, best record in the majors. They're on fire. Pretty awesome. See how long it lasts. It's early in the year. What's that?
They've been all up in it all season, so good for them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the A's are right there, too.
Nice. Gotta love the Bay. We might have to throw some Lonely Island. Let's bash.
Oh, yeah. That movie or whatever it was so terrible, but some of the songs are epic.
Yeah. Well, you saw the Bash Brothers.
Or whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. Jose Canseco.
This is great.
What a shit bag.
Fuck. Yeah. I was just talking about that the other day. Because someone was like, oh, yeah, the steroid era in baseball. And I was like, yeah. It was like they just took my childhood dreams and shot it in their arms.
In their ass. That's right. And yeah, man. Fucking Sunday, the work depression sets in. It's crazy you work from home.
Yeah. Yeah. That's...
You permanently work from home, you think?
Yeah.
You'll never go back to the office.
I would vote against allowing me to go back to the office.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah. I would much rather not deal with the fucking commute and the bullshit.
Oh, yeah. It's been brutal, man.
And the drama and the he said, she said shit.
Yep. Like, oh, yeah.
Get me the fuck out of that.
All right, well, we're closing it out. Thanks again. Drought Intolerant Part 2. Ryan.
About to drink from a cup, cause we a bunch of buff dudes just flexing, acknowledging our feats via human connection. Let's bash, let's monster bash, hit a tater out the stadium for monster cash, hit a dinger through the fucking VIP suite glass, break your fucking arm in half and then sign the cast.
Get well soon, love, Jose.
Sorry about your arm, Walt Weiss.
It happens.
I might be an athletic, but I'm built like a giant, and I'm wearing white socks like an angel that's flying. Met a blue jay that's fucking an Oreo.
Tell it to the ranger, you feel brave, little cub, try to sock me. But when I'm seeing red, shit is gonna get rocky. A Dodger feels, beat your blood, Red Sox soggy. Astrophysicists make you see stars promptly. I'm more hopped up than a brewer that's hyper. Sit Indian style when I'm Yankee on my tiger. I'm staring at a Philly with
some Major League Twins. If you didn't know by now, I'll name it baseball teams.
Let's bash!
Let's bash!
Let's monster bash! Round trip or make the pitcher feel like donkey ass. Hit a ding dong doodle with my bing bong bat. We smack a blast, then we smash a mash. Bash.
Don't cry, don't worry, just shower in a hurry. That's cause our water's running low. It's one great big disaster. Brush teeth a little faster. Where did all our water go? I see those children playing in the sprinklers with the hose. No, they're not watering the lawn, they're watering their toes. And yesterday, my neighbor filled his pool to beat the heat. Forgot to turn it off, so now it's running down the street. It's running. When his toilet leaks, he kicks it. Doesn't take the time to fix it. He's in his backyard sunning, and he left his bathtub running. It's up to us, we gotta face it. Water's precious, let's not waste it. Help conserve it in your special way. Let's help conserve our water today. Conserve your water.
See this guy before?
Seems like I have. Seems like I seen him hanging around a used car lot that was busted into. Yep, that's the fella. Get in this car.
Got nothing on him.
Open your trap again and you'll go too.
Now you fellas don't want to listen to troublemakers. You better all pack up and come on up to Tavares County.
Come on, you.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute.
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.